Amen. 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 All right. Like Scott had said, happy Mother's Day. What a beautiful morning to see all the moms' smiling faces as you came in today, and we want to celebrate you, and we're going to continue to celebrate you. I want to kind of give you a picture. If you can use your imagination, I've used Barney 2 weeks in a row because I got to talk about imagination. And I think he talked about imagination so much it stuck in my head because I think I've watched every Barney video ever made known to mankind 4 or 5 times. But I want you to use your imagination for a moment. And I need you to picture God and an angel having a conversation in heaven. All right? And they're dialoguing with one another as God talks about the creation of a mother and what it took and what was needed and what was necessary. Because I believe this conversation really depicts moms today. See, it was on this particular day that God had already worked a long overtime day creating mothers. And an angel appears to him and said, Lord, you're spending a lot of time on this one. And the Lord turned and said, have you read the specs on this model? Have you read the specs on this one? She's supposed to be completely washable, but not be plastic. She's supposed to have 180 movable parts and all of them replaceable. She's supposed to have a kiss that will heal everything from a broken foot to a broken heart. See, this one is to have a lap that will disappear as soon as she stands up and begins to go about her business. See, this model, she has to be fully functional on black coffee and leftovers. So you don't understand when I tell you some of the stuff about this model. And so God and the angel continue to talk. And he goes on and says, she's supposed to have 6 sets of hands. And the angel turns to God and says, what? 6 sets of hands? It's not the hands that concern me. It's not the hands that take me over the edge. It's the 3 sets of eyes. He goes, you don't get it. 1 set of eyes to see through the doors. So when he says to the children, hey, what are you doing? She already knows what they shouldn't be doing behind the closed doors. The 2nd set of eyes for behind her head. So when she's walking away, she knows exactly what they're doing behind her. And the 3rd set of eyes for in the front. So when she looks at that child, she doesn't have to speak a word. But that child knows through the eyes that she's giving instruction. She's giving encouragement. But most importantly, she's given love. See, God goes on and looks at the angel, and the angel says, you can't do this, God. Isn't that funny how we deal with God? You can't do this, God. He forgot that God created everything, but he's, you can't do this, God. You can't put this much in a model like this. You can't put this much in this model. Why don't you rest and you can resume creating tomorrow? No. The Lord says, no, I can't do this. You don't understand. I'm creating something very much like myself. I've already come up with a model who can heal herself when she is sick, who can feed a family of 6 on 1 pound of ground beef, and who can talk a 9-year-old into taking a shower daily. You don't understand. I don't have time for rest. And so the angel begins to look at the model a little more closely. And the angel goes, God, she's way too soft. Way, way too soft. Oh, but she's tough, the Lord says. She's tough. And you'd be surprised at how much this mother can do. The angel goes, well, can she think? Can she think, the angel says. The Lord responds, yeah, she can think. But she can also reason. She also can persuade. She also can encourage. She also can speak life. She also can have the ability to compromise to bring life to that child in certain circumstances. Yes, she can more than just think. As he continues to speak to the angel. And then the angel continues to look at this model of a mother, and he reaches over and he touches her cheek. And he goes, God, this model's broken. This one's broken. It's leaking. It's leaking. God says, it's leaking. I told you, you couldn't put that much into this model. He goes, it's not leaking. That's a tear. It's not a leak. That's a tear. What in the world is a tear for? The angel asks. Well, a tear is for joy. A tear is for sadness. A tear is for pride. A tear is for disappointment. But most importantly, a tear is for love that is expressed through this model. But the model really is a mother. And see, the angel looks at God and says, you are a genius. And the Lord says to the angel, I didn't make the tear. I didn't make the tear. It came from the mother, because the mother has such love for her children. See, in here today, I look across this auditorium, and I see all the moms. I see all the grandmas who reflect that model, who lapse, disappear when they stand, who can take a pound of hamburger and it seems to never end, who can speak words of encouragement, who can be faithful, who will sacrifice, who will do everything necessary to make provision for their child, for their grandchild, even for the children that live next door or down the street. Because there's something within you. It's called a mothering instinct. And it's deep within you. And it's put within you because that's how God created you. God created you as a mother. And don't let anyone ever tell you anything less than that. That you are created in the image of God. He hand designed you. He gave you those emotions that when your son or daughter wins a prize or an award, you get all misty. And men, as you get older, you lose that tough, cool exterior, and you too will get misty. You too will cry at a Disney movie when you watch it with your baby girl. You will. And so that's the way moms are designed. And today I want to celebrate you, and I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage all the other women as well. And men, today's message, yes, we talk about motherhood, but every part of today's message is also for us men. Because when we talk about the facets that are needed and necessary to continue to grow, they also are really for every believer that loves Jesus, that serves God, that wants to continue to grow in God. And so as we talk about that today, men, don't turn me off, although you may want to, but don't. You know, hear what the voice of God would speak to you. Hear what the Spirit would speak to you this day. And so let's grab our Bibles real quick. I want to read about six scriptures to you this morning. And I'm going to read to you from the book of Proverbs, the 31st chapter. And actually, it's the 31st chapter. It's coming from the 10th verse. I'm going to read a few from there and then over to the 25th verse. This proverb is known as a proverb that is a great depiction of a godly woman, a godly wife, a godly mother. It has great characteristics of what we should strive to be, pray that God would help us to become, characteristics that we should strive to put into our lives, strive to, you know, work towards, to release. And so I just want to read a few of them to you. What's unique, though, is in the text in which it was written, you know, when we look, for example, like in 13 and 14, she finds wool and flax and busily spins it, and it's like a merchant ship bringing her food from afar. Now, we were like, what in the world is that all about, right? But the reality is it talks about her ability to work, her ability to do what is necessary to bring provision. So sometimes we have to look behind the meaning behind how the context of what the scripture is written. So as you read this in your homework this week, I want you to look beyond just some of the words and how it's written, but what is the meaning and the depth behind it as we strive to add those things to us. But let's read in verse 10. Is everybody there? Here we go. Verse 10. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich her life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Verse 25. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future, and she speaks with her words are wise and gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husbands praise her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Verse 30 says, charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all that she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that we come to you this day as we celebrate our mothers and our grandmothers in this house. Father, continue to bless them throughout the service. Bless every individual that has come this day, Father. Let your spirit speak and bring revelation truth, God, of what your word is saying to us. God, let us have the ability to apply it, that it would bring transformation to our lives, that we would continue to grow in you. Grow in you, God, being the people that you've called us to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. What a perfect description this morning of a mother, of a wife, and of a woman of God. See, when we talk about the importance of motherhood and a God kind of mother, and we read a portion of the scripture, we see a great depiction laid out here. And this depiction really talks about a woman and a mother that their life is centered on the worship, is centered on worshiping and honoring and loving God in all that they do, in all that they say, and all that they are. See, it's a life full of wisdom, of compassion for other people, of faithfulness to God, to her family, to her kids, to the various things that she's involved in, of faithfulness. It also is an expression of the love that she has towards her family, towards God, as well as towards others. See, this depiction that we've read in some of the parts that we didn't get into in full detail, it shows the depth of her full strength and her diligence and her hard work that she puts forth each and every day. See, it's a life that has a proper balance, because it's a life that has balance between her being an individual but also being a mother. See, individually we're one thing, but then we're a mother. But not only are we a mother, but then we could be a wife. But not only are we an individual, but now we're a mother and now we're a wife, so we're three things, but we have the ability to have proper balance and know the role that we're in at that particular time. But not only are we an individual or a mother or a wife, but we're also a daughter of God or a son of God. And so now we have four different things, but because we know who we are in Christ, we have the ability to have proper balance in all those areas. And when we have proper balance, watch how the blessings and watch how we go through life at a different level, at a different stage. And so it's so important for us to understand that. And so it's this passage and what we're talking about and the importance of motherhood and becoming that God kind of mother. It's that life that really is centered on worshiping and honoring and loving God. It's a life that's full of godly wisdom and compassion and faithfulness and love expressed towards our family, towards our friends, and towards our enemies. Let me just throw that out there. Towards our enemies. Because even Jesus says that we should love our neighbors and we should love our enemies. And God knows that it's hard to love our enemies. It's hard to love our neighbors. And God knows it's hard to love our family at times, right? But God says we got to do it. And if we love Jesus, we got to love them. And see, it's a life that's full of strength, diligence, and hard work. See, it's a life that we can't ignore. It must be acknowledged. It must be honored. It must be celebrated. And that's what we do today for you, moms. We honor you and we celebrate you for your work, for your diligence, for your compassion, for your servanthood, for all that you do, as you love God, as you love your family, as you love your kids, as you love being who you are. We celebrate you here this morning. And so I just want to share a couple facets that I believe will help you continue to grow. And maybe you're not there yet, and maybe you never heard this, so it'll help you begin your journey of growing. And maybe you could say, well, I've been already growing. Great, we always can grow a little bit more. And men, don't tune out, because just what I'm going to speak about becoming a greater mother and moving further in the things of God, men, don't tune out, because we need this too. We need Jesus more than ever today, don't we? I don't know about you, but I don't know about you, but I'll tell you what, I need the presence of God more today than I did yesterday. Trust me on this one. I need him more today than I had him yesterday. And so these little nuggets of truth from the Word, not from something that I conjured up at my house, staring outside my window, daydreaming, but no, from the Word. Everything has to come from the Word, not from something man made up, not from some philosophy, not from someone standing hugging a tree trying to listen to the bark talk to him. No, from the Word of God. Not from taking some drug, some illicit thing, and you know, going, oh, that was really heavy. No. From what the anointing from the Holy Spirit, as you read the Word of God, as it speaks to you, it has to come from the depth of that, the revelation knowledge. That's what we need to know. That's where we need to go. And so as we know and as we move and understand the importance of motherhood, becoming the godly mother, becoming the godly woman, becoming the godly person that God has called us, I believe the first and the greatest gift that we as mothers, that we as people can release into other individuals is that we release and demonstrate the fear of the Lord that we have. You understand what I'm saying by that? Is a woman and a man that fears the Lord in an open manner. Now, the fear of the Lord is not something to be afraid of in the sense of, like, you know, a scary movie. Y'all see a scary movie before? I don't like scary movies. They don't do anything for me. But you know what I mean? A scary movie, like when you sit there and you're like, oh my gosh. First of all, just so you all know, scary movies, they're all fake. Just so you know that, okay? I got to put that out there. They're fake. Okay, the guy in the clown suit is an actor being paid a lot of money. So, now that we got that clear, okay? It's not that type of being afraid. No, see, it's actually the fear of the Lord. When I talk about this, if we're going to really grow and move, it's that demonstration. See, I believe this is the first part and the greatest gift that we can give our children and our family and those around us is a demonstration of the honor and the respect that we have for God, that they can see it, that they can hear it, that they can be a part of it, and they can actually see it coming to life outside of me. Do you know what I mean by that? See, because I can hold it all within me, but I have two amazing children. And if I love Jesus so much, and if I want them to fall in love with God, and if I want them to walk on the path that God has called them to walk on, I believe the important thing is that they need to see the truth of who God is and what I always talk about and how I live. And so I have to release that fear, that honor, that respect, that the ability that I stand in awe of God out of me, that they can see it firsthand, so they can rejoice in the blessing, that they can pray for the time when things may not be such a blessing, but they're seeing what's happening, because it's not just being kept within me, but it's coming out of me. See, we got to start doing that, people. We got to let it come out. Moms, allow your kids to see how much you honor God and how we talk, how we act, how we respond. See, what's great about it is as we demonstrate to our children, when they become parents, they'll fall back and remember. They'll fall back and remember. I can tell you things that go on that I fall back and say, oh, I remember my mom and dad did this, and I remember my mom and dad did that. Because they didn't hold it within them. They didn't hold the love that they had for God. They didn't hold the awe and the honor they had for God within them.
They allowed it to come out of them. They displayed it before us as kids. But they didn't just display it before us as kids. They displayed it before our friends. See, my friends knew that they were going to come over. They might see my mom and dad reading the Bible at the table. And they were okay with that. They had no problem with that. Because they knew coming to our house, it was just going to happen. Coming to our house, that was going to happen. They're going to have to help me bring in wood. That was just two things that were going to happen. It's the way it was going to be. If it was in the wintertime, you're bringing in wood, and you might catch Bishop Tom reading the Bible. You might catch a Kenneth Copeland tape. It wasn't 8-track, because he didn't have my 8-tracks. It was past 8-track. It was cassette at the time. Playing. Because they had a fear of God. They honored and they loved God. They stood in the presence of God with awe. And they stood and they allowed the power of God to captivate them, to consume them. They walked under the unction of the power of God, but they didn't keep it in. They let it come out. And as they let it come out, it became part of their parenting. And so we, moms, and even dads, if we're going to really grow into that role, we too must do the same. We have to release and allow the fear of the Lord to be seen and put on display in our everyday lives. Let it be on display. Everyone with me so far? It's not easy, is it? It's not easy at times. It's difficult because we're concerned. Well, what, this or that? Just let it go. I always say this, remember this. You're the parent, Mom. You're the parent. You're the parent. You're the parent. You're the parent. And it can always be done in a loving way. So now that I'm releasing my demonstration of how I honor and I respect God, it's coming out of me. There's no hidden of anything of where I stand with God and how I've embraced the power of God and the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And it's a demonstration of the reverence of the holy of holiness and the presence of God in my life and in my house. It's infused in my everyday life. Well, what I need to understand is then to continue on. And what I want to do is, if I'm going to have the ability to be the mother or that God has called me to be and understand the importance of motherhood and the God kind of mother or the God kind of woman, is that we understand that not only am I releasing that, but I understand the importance of serving unconditionally. See, mothers, that's what you do. You serve. You're servers. Mothers have a serving heart, a servant's heart. And there's no greater example than Jesus himself. Moms, I applaud you for your servanthood. I applaud you for your servanthood and everything that you've done for your children, for your children's friends. You know, for me, my friends loved coming over because they knew that my mom was their mom because that was just in her heart. And I know you and some of you are the same way. But to continue to grow and move forward, part of what we need to do is to have that servanthood and that attitude of being unconditional. See, Jesus was the greatest example. He even says, listen, he says, I've come to serve and not be served. And so that's what you do. You serve, not looking for anything in return. Unconditionally means that there's not a requirement or a term needed for you to do it. You know, I don't serve my child because or only if he'll love me back or if she'll love me back. No, I serve them because I love them and because God blessed them with me and because it's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to serve them just like I'm supposed to serve the stranger on the street with the love of Christ. And so if I'm going to continue to grow as a godly mother, it's understanding that a part of that is serving unconditionally. Serving unconditionally. You know, I think of Mary and the response of Mary, because even motherhood, you know, when we become a mother, we don't know what we sign up for, do we? We don't know what we sign up for, do we? As a dad, I didn't know what I was signing up for. I told you the story. I stood at the staff in our staff one day and I told all the staff, I said, listen, nothing's changing in my house. Not a thing when my kids come. Nothing. Status quo, baby. Status quo, nothing. That lasted like 20 minutes after the baby came. Everything changed. I mean, everything. There was toys everywhere. colors of the walls changed, times of everything in my life changed, commitments changed, the ability that things I used to be able to do no longer was I doing, just packing up and going away. Everything changed. But you didn't really ever understand. Let's look at Mary. Here's Mary. The Holy Spirit's having a conversation, the angel's having a conversation with Mary. Mary, I want you to be the mother of Jesus. God wants you to birth his son. And they have this conversation, and because nothing is impossible with God, and the Holy Spirit will come upon you. But here's Mary's response, just like you moms. And I celebrate you moms because many of you had the same response. I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to do whatever he wants. You have it. Thank you. Your children thank you. I thank you for what I see, what you do. Because that's the attitude. I'm the Lord's servant. I fear the Lord. I fear the Lord. And I live that fear out loud. And I'm called to be a servant. Just like Mary said, I'm a servant and I'm willing to do whatever he wants. I'm willing to do whatever he wants. And like I said, Mary had no idea what it entailed. Think about it. Think about what entailed Mary's life before she even knew. And most of you know the story of Jesus and what she had to do with the protecting and then watching her son go through everything that he went through. But she started off by saying, I'm willing to serve. And then once she started serving, it continued on for his entire life. It's not always easy or glamorous or even celebrated, but know this, God sees. God sees you, Mom. God sees you when you feel no one else sees you as you serve. God sees you in the basement as you load your laundry up, going, oh my gosh, I can't believe how many clothes these kids wear. Or, oh my gosh, I can't believe how many clothes my husband wears. He's worse than a young girl. What's wrong with that boy? He sees you at night when you're crying, praying for your children. See, he sees you when no one else sees you. When you're doing everything that is necessary to meet the need. But you do that because you love God and you understand what it means to serve and to serve unconditionally. And I applaud you here today for that. And I encourage you to continue to grow in that attitude of being a servant. Just like Mary said, amen. You've taken that call and I bless you for that. And I speak blessings into your life for that and continue to go on. And I also thank you for this natural condition that many of you mamas have. It's a natural condition. It's called the mama bear syndrome. Y'all know the mama bear syndrome? Oh, look at the mama. I hear a couple mamas in the back. Oh, yeah, I do. Pastor, don't make me come up there. You know what mama bear syndrome is? See, mama bear syndrome is like you're the mama bear and your children are the little cub and someone's messing with your cub. And if you've never seen this happen, watch National Geographic. Watch a show when someone messes with a live bear's cub in the wild. Mama don't care about anything but that cub. Mama will do anything to protect that cub. Mama will come over anything, go through anything, eat anything, destroy anything, no matter what. Because mama bear ferociously loves and cares about baby bear. And so I congratulate and I thank you for that tenacity that you guys have with that natural syndrome of mama bear syndrome. It all kind of mixes in the whole faith thing, but don't ever let that go. Don't ever stop loving your kids that way. Don't ever stop loving your family that way. It's something that is within you that needs to stay in you and continue to push you forward as you love them, serve them, as you love God and serve God, which takes us to this. It takes us to this. That if we're going to be a God kind of mother and woman, we realize that we put our faith and our love into practice or into action. See, it's not just talked about, but it's released. We don't just sit and talk about how I love God. We don't just sit and talk about the faith that we have in Jesus and how we talk about how, you know, we care about other people and we care about what the Word says, but we actually release it. We're doing something about it. It goes beyond. I told this story probably about a year ago. It broke my heart, and I told it the first service. I said I met with a young teenager one time, and we were talking about parents and love and different things. And this young teenager says, you know what? I don't want my parents to tell me they love me anymore. I don't. Because I'm at the point now where all it means to me is nothing more than a set of words. I want them to show me that they love me. And as a youth pastor, you're sitting with this young teenager, and they're like, I don't want them to tell me anymore. Because I'm to the point where all that I hear coming out of their mouth is words that mean nothing. I want them to show me. And see, that's what godly mothers do, is they go beyond the saying to the acting. They go beyond what they're talked about, what they have shared with their kids. They go into the doing. And see, that's so important, and that's what so many of you do. You don't say that I love you with words. You show that you love with actions. It could be a simple hug. It could be a simple note in the mail, because you sense that mothering instinct senses something. And you send a card to your son or your daughter. And you send it even to your son-in-law or your daughter-in-law. Just sensing something's going on. I want to let you know that I love you and I care about you. And you send it off. See, it's not that you said you love them. It's that they got the card. See, you put your love and your faith in God and even in them. You send them a note. You have this. I believe in you. I believe in what you're doing. Don't let everything around you pull you down. And you send it to them. You put all that into action, and you don't hold it back. And see, that's what a godly mother does. That's what a godly grandmother does. That's what a godly person does. That's what a godly young woman does. And see, that's what you do here, and we celebrate that. See, not only do you live your faith of, you know, not only do you live the fear of God out loud as you honor and you respect and you live in awe of God, and not only do you live as in the sense where you're releasing as a servant unconditionally, but you're releasing it in a sense that is amazing. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for that. See, what's unique about that is that as we do that, you know, as loving mothers and women of God, you spare nothing, whether in joy or in pain. You're willing to put everything aside. You're willing to take the time and even to go without. And that's what putting your faith and your love into practice kind of looks at. Well, when does it start? A lot of times it even starts just at the conception, the first time you know that you're pregnant, because you know something's inside of you. You know what's happening, and so it starts there. But then you have that baby, and that baby is just a little peanut. And then all of a sudden, all the way through every stage, as you teach him how to tie shoes, as you teach him how to, you know, run, as you teach him how to, most importantly, use the clicker to put ESPN on, as you teach him, you know, the greatest football team ever, the Buffalo Bills, as you buy them the gear and you pray and you teach them how to lay hands on the TV and pray out loud. That's how you teach your kids to pray. You want to teach your kids how to stretch their faith? You want to teach your kids how to stretch your faith? It's going to start in September. All right? God, we're standing on your word. But see, it starts there, and you know where it ends? It ends when we go to glory land. We never stop. We never stop putting it into action. We never stop putting our faith and our love into our kids, into other people, until we go into glory land. And so not only are we living with the fear of the Lord on the outside, not only are we living as unconditional servants, we're also living as mothers who are releasing and putting their faith and their love into practice. I read a quote this week preparing this, of a young man who was raised by a godly mother, and he was asked this question: what version of the Bible do you prefer? What version of the Bible do you prefer? Now, we all know there's different versions, right? There's the King James, the New King James, the Living Translation, the NIV Translation, the American Standard, the Amplified, the New Amplified, the Old Amplified. I mean, there's translation after translation. And this young man was asked, what version, what translation do you prefer? And he replied, I prefer my mother's version of the Bible. See, because she translated it into a language of daily life for me ever since I was old enough to understand it. There has never been any doubt about her version. There was never any doubt about her version. See, she took the word of God. She internalized it, got revelation knowledge. She had the fear of God within her. She was a servant of God, to God and to other people. And she released it. She released her faith and her belief and her love into her child, teaching him or her the ways of God. See, that's what we do as mothers. That's what we do as grandmothers. That's what we do here. And that's what we celebrate you for today. So release it this day. Release it today. Release it this day. And then, which will take us to this, because we're going to pray for you in a few moments here, is that not only are we a God kind of mother putting our faith and love into practice, but we're a God kind of mother or a woman who's releasing great courage and at times a sacrificial love for our children. I think of Moses. I think of the mother of Moses. Now, Moses, in this story of Moses, many of you may know or may not know, the Israelites were growing in numbers, physical numbers, and the Egyptians were getting a little concerned about that. And so the king at the time says, you know what? Way too many people are going to be overthrown. So what we need to do is every boy that is born, we need to have them killed. We need to have them killed. And so they would send, you know, people in to watch over to perform this when these mothers were having these babies. But Moses' mother was like, you know what, I can't do that. She had the courage to take baby Moses and raise him to a certain age. And then at a certain age, she realized that she's got to protect this baby. And so she made a basket. And see the movie, right? The Ten Commandments, right? And she made the basket and put the baby in the basket and had his sister float the basket in the river. And then all of a sudden, Pharaoh's daughter sees the baby, opens up the basket, realizes that it's a baby. And so his sister runs up to them and says, oh, would you like me to get a mother to nurse him until he's of age and then you can adopt the baby? See, and so what happens is his sister takes Moses back to his mom, and his mom now courageously raises Moses to the age of where he's going to be adopted into the home of Pharaoh. Now she sacrificially, her love sacrificially releases Moses into the house of Pharaoh. Think about that. As a mom at a young age, in a basket, releases the child. Courage to save the baby from death at birth. Courage to put the baby in the basket, but sacrificially releasing because of the love that she has for her child, that he will live and go on to be and be who God wanted him to be. And that's what you do every day, moms and grandmoms in this place. You live with courage. You serve with courage. You live with, at times, a sacrificial love for your children and for your grandchildren and for your mates. And so I applaud you for that. I applaud you for that. You're just like that mother there. And sometimes it goes unnoticed. And again, maybe no one sees it in the physical, but know this, God sees it in the heavenlies. And he sees it in the heavenlies. And he recognizes that he will bless you. And he will release that blessing upon you. I mean, I think of Mary. Talk about great courage to birth the Son of God. Great courage to raise him as a baby. Great courage to take him to the temple. Great courage to realize what he's supposed to do, but not get upset when he doesn't return from the temple and says, don't you know that I'm about my Father's business? Did she really know the depth of who he would be? I think of the song, Mary, Did You Know? You know that song we sing at Christmas time? Did she understand, you know, the depth of who this baby boy would be? Oh, but she did know this. And when we look at Mary, we see great courage and a sacrificial love, because she stood at the foot of the cross on Golgotha and she watched him die. She watched him die that day. She watched him die that day. What a great example as a living mother that we could look at. Moses' mom, great example. Hannah, Samuel's mom, great example. Lois, grandmother of Timothy, great example of a godly mother. Mary and Martha, great examples of godly women. We can go on. Ruth, we can go on. and on and on and on. And we look at all these great godly women. What they have in common is what they have in common with you here today. Is they had a fear of the Lord. In other words, there was an honor and reverence that they had for God in their lives. They understood what it took to be a servant. They realized that being a mother means I'm going to be a servant. And at times it's going to be unconditional, that I'm going to do what is necessary without looking for something in return. I understand that. Also in the process of that, that I'm going to always put my faith and my love into action and into practice. I'm just not going to talk about it. Did you ever see a parent when you ask a question? Did your parent ever say this to you? You say, well, why? And you say, because I said so. Really? Because you said so. All right, I get it. I get, as a parent now, I understand some of it. But if we are an example of it, it's a little bit different than because I said so. And then also, as godly mothers growing in who he wants us to be, realize this, that there's going to come a time that we are going to, or we already have, been releasing a great courage and sacrificial love. Moms, you sit here today, and I thank you for being who you are. I bless you for being who you are. I would encourage you to begin to apply these simple key elements in a greater dimension in your life, and watch what will happen. Purposely focus in on the fear of the Lord. Purposely focus in on unconditionally serving. Purposely focus in on putting your faith into live action, putting your love into practice and into live action. Purposely focus in into becoming more courageous. Step out of the boat a little bit. Become more courageous. Understand what sacrificial love is. Release a few things and see how God moves. Amen. Let's stand to our feet in this house this morning. I'm going to ask Scott to come up. Before I want to have a prayer of impartation for you. And Scott, actually, who's one of our elders here in the church, he'd come to me during worship and ask me if we're going to pray for the moms and the grandmothers in the house and pray over them. And I'm like, yes. And he was sensing the same thing that I was sensing during worship. But before we do that for the moms, I have to ask this question, because I think the greatest gift that could be given from a child to a mother is the gift of salvation for the child. See, the greatest gift that my son and my daughter ever gave to me wasn't like a cool pair of running shoes or a cool t-shirt or anything. It was when they walked to the altar and they said, I want to know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It's the greatest gift as a parent that anyone can ever receive. And we sit here on Mother's Day, and a lot of you are sons and daughters, and maybe you've come with your mom here today or your grandmother here today, and I want to give you that opportunity to give them the greatest gift. And it's simply a prayer. You're not joining anything, but it's a prayer of salvation. It's a prayer of asking Jesus to come into your heart and to be a part of your life. It's nothing more than that. You're not joining the church. You're not signing up for anything. But what you're saying is, you know what? I acknowledge that Jesus died on the cross for me. I acknowledge that after he died, that he went to the grave. And then once in the grave, that he actually rose from the grave. And when they rolled the stone away, the grave was empty. And that he now sits at the right hand of the Father. And he took his rightful place. That God sent him to reconcile man with himself. And that by believing in him, we will spend eternity with him when we leave this earthly place. But in the meantime, because we've received him as Lord and Savior, we have the benefit of him being a part of our everyday life. But not only him, but then we also will pray that the Holy Spirit, which was his promise, that once he left this earth, he would send to give us strength, to give us power, and to give us wisdom, would come upon us. So we will also pray that we would walk out of here and have the ability to have that as a part of our lives as well. Amen? And so maybe you have never prayed that before. I want to pray that prayer this morning. And it's a very simple prayer. It's short. And if that's you, I would just ask that you would pray that with me. And then afterwards, let us know. Pastor Maurice, Can you just wave your hand up? If everyone looks, this is Pastor Maurice. If you pray this prayer afterwards, I would ask that she's going to come down, that you see her after service. I'm not going to have you come up, but just see her after service. She'd like to talk with you and give you something. So let's pray this prayer with me, if you could. Dear Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart this day. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me of my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you came to earth, that you died on the cross, that you went to the grave, that you rose from the grave, that you sit at the right hand of the Father, that you died for my sins. I thank you that by receiving you today, my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask that you send the Holy Spirit to fill me, that he would give me the power and the strength to be a disciple and not just a decision, to follow after you all the days of my life. Thank you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask Scott to come and share real quick. Go ahead, Scott, share that.